Welcome back. Rap mogul Jay-Z's pop star wife Beyonce gave birth to a baby girl at Lenox Hill Hospital nearly 2 weeks ago. The news quickly outpaced all other top stories on Twitter, helped along by the announcement of her name, Blue Ivy Carter. Just the latest celebrity moniker to inspire a collective groan and a Twitter hashtag titled Names Better Than Blue Ivy. Rockstar kids named Apple, Moon Unit, and even God beg the question of how a strange name influences a person's life. Scientists at the Max Planck Research School recently published a study proposing that unfortunate names can lead to unfortunate lives. Asawin Subsang is a editorial fellow at Mother Jones Magazine, and he blogged about the study. Asawin, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Virginia, thank you so much for having me.
Tell us a little more about the study. What was the theory being tested?
Well, to start off, ostensibly, it's a study on how your parents' poor choice in baby name can help set things in motion to make your life one colossal train wreck. I mean, the researchers claim to have found possible links between a so-called, what they would call a negative name, and how that could help to, that would result in smoking habits, or it would affect your love life, or even treatment by teachers in the classroom. Mm. So basically, the headline is sort of geared to read that if your parents name you something like Amanda Hugginkiss or Hugh Gerald Rection or anything particularly severe like that, chances are you're destined to grow up to be a poorly educated, shy chain smoker with a sex life that leaves something to be desired. But if you look a little bit closer at the study, the research gets decidedly less compelling. You'll see that the studies were mainly geared toward online dating in European countries, and that stuff about education and stuff like that was just kind of thrown in there as token tidbits. So basically, it's a study telling you that if you have a certain name, your profile on like eHarmony or the German equivalent of eHarmony won't get clicked on by as many sexually active users.
Well, so there's a kind of intrinsic attractiveness to certain names. Something you write, we don't exactly need science to reveal for us. I mean, is this a no-brainer?
Well, it's a little bit funny because the study, let me give you one example. There's one experiment where the researchers tested their theory by sending out tens of thousands of emails without photos to German online daters. And to test the intrinsic attractiveness, they found that people with names like Alexander and Charlotte got a far, far higher response than someone like Kevin and Mandy. Now, this is where the researchers lost me, if they haven't already lost you. The definition of a negative name isn't exactly staked out. I mean, things would be clearer if there was a historical figure named like Kevin Hitler or Chairman Mandy Mao, but there isn't. And the study just focuses on first names and doesn't even touch on the bizarre, funny, or foreign-sounding names. So,
well, I'm glad that you mentioned foreign-sounding names because, you know, looking at the comments, you know, on this your article, everybody knows someone with an odd name, or someone knows, you know, someone named Spatula or something like that. Now, doesn't this raise an important question that names have culture and context? So a lack of education or a name from a very foreign birth, those can carry other weights and prejudices and disadvantages. Is the name just emblematic of that?
I would say that's a very good point. Like being named,
I mean, I'm just naming, your name is Asawin Subsang. I mean, not exactly mainstream.
Right. Yes, trust me, the irony was not lost on me at all that my very, very Thai name was attached to such a blog post. Maybe I wrote because I, you know, take the issue so personally. But going back to your point earlier, being named Muhammad in Michigan is probably going to yield you far different life experiences than being named Muhammad in Islamabad. I mean, surely. So definitely there's an anthropological angle that should be explored that wasn't really staked out in this study.
Yeah, I'm not so worried about the future of Blue Ivy Carter. You?
No. The great thing about this, you got to give the researchers one thing. You got to give them credit for acknowledging that the obvious point that a name doesn't spell doom for anybody. I mean, context always matters. If you're the son of Jay-Z and Beyonce, It doesn't matter what your name is. I mean, you're set for life. You could be named Jack D. Ripper, and you're going to be like a monstrous success in every aspect of life.
Well, Aswin, I really want to thank you for joining us and bringing us through those very important points.
Thank you very much for having me.
Aswin Soupsang, editorial fellow at the Washington Bureau of Mother Jones. There's a link to his blog about bad names ruining lives at wordofmouthradio.org. Coming up, an ambitious multimedia project presents the immigrant experience to all the senses. That's when Word of Mouth continues after the headlines from the BBC. This is NHPR.
I wish I would have prayed more. God makes no mistakes. I made a few rough sled inherited.